Microscopic Sand, Massive Pollution Solution, September 10, 2025. Researchers are tackling a massive global health threat with a microscopic solution. Using silica at the nanoscale to clean up cancer-causing chemicals from polluted waters, the culprit is the chemical benzo, GEE, perylene, a member of the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon, PAAH, family. These toxic compounds, byproducts of everyday combustion, from vehicle exhaust and burning of fossil fuels to the use of generators and even forest fires, are everywhere. American University of Beirut, AUB, professor and researcher Digambara Patra is helping to clean them up. We use minuscule particles made up of silica, basically sand, that are about 1,000 to 100,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair to strip and remove pollutants from water, explains Patra, who specializes in nanochemistry. These nanoparticles act like microscopic sponges, adsorbing the chemicals onto their surface. This matters because deadly PAHs, like benzodiperylene, don't just pollute water and wash away. They linger in the environment. These molecules infiltrate aquatic environments through multiple pathways, like industrial effluents, oil spills, combustion, and atmospheric deposition, Patra says. When humans are exposed to them, they can cause cancer, DNA mutations, and other health issues. Countries like Lebanon, where generators are widespread but essential, face especially high PAH pollution in water sources. But the issue is hardly contained to one side of the globe. North America has also been hit hard, with massive forest fires in recent years worsening contamination. Some of these chemicals degrade quickly, but others, like benzodiperylene, persist in the environment and accumulate in water, Patra notes. So what is being done? Currently, there are various methods in play around the world to battle these toxic molecules. Some countries use catalysts, some adsorption processes, and other separation techniques, Patra says. The problem, he points out, is that many of these methods are expensive or impractical on a large scale. Patra believes AUB's approach offers something different. Our method, using silica nanoparticles, is not only simpler and safer, but also cost-effective, he says. What makes it even more special is that it's reversible. Pollutants stick to the silica like a magnet and can then be removed, allowing the silica to be recycled. Many other methods form chemical bonds that make recycling impossible. While silica is abundant, the innovation is still in the research phase since nobody has yet deployed nanoparticles this tiny for real-world water treatment. Patra and his colleagues are still studying the process in the lab. Once the technique is perfected, further engineering and scaling up are the next big hurdles in the fight against PAHs and other toxic chemicals. Silica can be modified to target other pollutants, such as dyes, pesticides, heavy metals, or other PAHs, though modifications can be more complex and expensive, he says. Patra adds that he is optimistic about the possibilities. Silica is basically sand. It's everywhere. It's cheap. And at the nanoscale, this microscopic sand can one day help solve one of the world's biggest pollution challenges. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.